Good morning and welcome to Coffee at KYUK. I am Laura Craigle, and this week I am joining KYUK from KUCB Radio out in Unalaska to help report on the Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race. I am really excited to be here, and with me this morning are a few of the race's many, many volunteers. So thank you all for coming on the show, and maybe we can start by having everybody introduce themselves.
Michael Vicente.
Bob White.
Rochelle White.
And I'm Twilla Elhart.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for coming on the show. And I know that you're volunteers, and I've been hearing a little bit about it before the show, but for everybody listening, will you tell us what that means exactly? What type of work do you do as a volunteer? What are your roles and responsibilities?
Well, the last couple of years, we've been cooking at the Tulik-Sac checkpoint, which has been an interesting and fun experience. Before that, Rochelle and I hosted Ken Anderson for many years as he came out, a couple other mushers in between. When he retired, we decided to try something different, ask KYU or ask K300 for another opportunity, and they said, how about cooking in Tulik-Sac?
And is that because you guys have a lot of cooking experience?
My husband and I run Camp Hope, and yes, I cook for 2 weeks straight. For this last year, it was over 200 people, so... yeah, we're pretty versed in cooking.
That's a formidable number, 200. Wow. And so you guys as well, also involved in the cooking and other checkpoint responsibilities?
Yeah, absolutely. So I joined Bob and Rochelle when they started 3 years ago at the Tulik-Sac checkpoint. The first year, I remember, it was a year that mushers passed through twice. And so it was just the three of us nonstop. I think we didn't sleep more than an hour or two at a time. And then the last 2 years, we've had a little bit more help, and it's been a little bit less crazy, but so much fun. I also help out with them at Camp Hope, so we're kind of used to working together and winging it and figuring things out, so it's a lot of fun.
So like Twilla was saying, I also help out with Camp Hope, and just the teamwork that we have really helps out in getting things done and taking shifts and just really working towards getting everyone's needs met.
And Bob and Rochelle, you guys got started hosting mushers and kind of made your way to this second version of your volunteering job. Why was it important to you to volunteer initially and then to kind of keep going when the format changed a little bit? Why is it important to you to be involved in this race?
Well, I don't know. Good question. It seemed like a good idea at the time. That's how a lot of good stories start, right? We wanted to be more involved in the community. And so we really, our kids had been around. They had some friends that were mushing and stuff. And we thought, well, it'd be fun. We can host a musher, right? Some dogs in a yard for a week. And it turned out to be a great, fun experience. And we really, really enjoyed the time with the musher and that bond that we built. We became good friends. It was just kind of like, we can do that. It's not that much. So
I have to say, every week after the musher left, though, I thought, oh, dear God, what have I done? My husband would start to get the mushing fever, and then I'd be like, oh, no.
So it was like a once-a-year antidote to keep me from actually mushing.
You got your musher fix kind of
in
that moment.
I got my fix, and that was done. Yeah. Didn't work for Twilla.
Oh, do tell. Explain.
Oh, well, actually, so when I started volunteering at the K300, I had no experience in the mushing world at all. It was a crazy taste of it. It's like, oh, this is cool, but I never thought I'd get to do more. And then I've actually gotten to take care of and run Nate DeHaan's team this year. And it's a total crash course, sometimes literally. But you never know what volunteering at the K300 will get you into. It's really addicting.
Wow. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Good to know. And how about yourself, Mike? Why is it important to you to volunteer, and are you also going to be mushing at some point?
Well, I first started off mushing, helping out with mushing as a dog handler for Matt Scott on and off for about a year, and helped out the year after as well. But I think I got my fix of dog mushing. I will not be mushing in the future, but I do enjoy the whole experience.
And so you guys are getting ready for the big event. It starts on Friday. Tulik-Sac is going to be super busy, but I've never actually been there. Can you kind of take me to the checkpoint? What is the mood like? What's going on there kind of once the race really gets underway?
It starts with Mass Confusion Friday as everybody kind of arrives not knowing what anyone else is doing. You know, like last year we show up and like the checkers don't know that there's going to be food and they're kind of panicking. And all of a sudden we showed up with all this food and like 20 guard guys show up all on individual snow machines. And it's like this huge parking lot of snow machines outside the school. That was last year, but you know, it's a little different every year. So yeah, Friday we all kind of show up. We don't know each other. And then, you know, we'll get up there sometime in the late afternoon. We'll start making dinner and then everyone's kind of like, Friday night's real chill because, you know, we're listening to it on the radio, we're following the trackers, but there's nothing going on yet. And so, it's just kind of real relaxed and everyone's kind of getting ready for what they're going to do. And we're having a baked chicken dinner and everything's like, wow, this is great. This is not the MRE I thought I was going to eat or like, I got some crackers and cheese, you know? So it's kind of fun. And we all come in at different times. So some are flying in, some will be snow machining up, some will be driving up. So,
and snow machining up with food can be an adventure, by the way. Last year we got up there and our eggs were, the container had cracked and the eggs had cracked. And so it's always an adventure and we have been figuring it out and perfecting it. I have to say, go back to the beginning. The first time we did the cooking, it was kind of an emergency because they were saying, we need someone to cook in Tuluksak. Can someone please cook in Tuluksak? And someone asked us or mentioned it or something. And I said, oh, yeah, sure, we can do that. No big deal. And so it's been an addicting thing. I think the funnest part is when the mushers come in. And Twilly, you can speak to this of, there's one that always turns in, I think, his pizza or his Hot Pocket or something. He's like, here, give this to someone else because they're so excited when they get there and have real hot food. And I have to say, Twilla, she makes homemade cinnamon rolls from scratch, and she's quite the baker. So we have some pretty good food up there.
So tell me more about the food offerings. We've got delicious cinnamon rolls. It sounds like baked chicken. What else is kind of on the menu? And do you switch it up a lot from year to year, or do you guys have signature dishes that you're like people are expecting?
Well, the first year we developed a signature without trying. We had a bunch of ingredients. We're like, well, let's try and make breakfast burritos. And then I ended up hearing about them for weeks afterwards. Like, oh, those breakfast burritos you guys made are so good. And then last year, we're like, shoot, how did we make them? And there was a lot of controversy over how the original breakfast burritos. We'll see how they turn out this year.
Good thing we all love each other so much.
We have gotten a lot of requests for more native foods. I think that's something mushers get really excited about when they come to Bush, Alaska. So we're going to try and bring more salmon and moose. And then we always have chili and cornbread. Soups are a big hit. But I think breakfast burritos are the one must have.
The must have. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we'll hear how the recipe kind of comes out and what the reviews are. I'm sure they'll be great. But...
And everything is from scratch. There's nothing from a can. So,
and do you do all the cooking once you get on site, or are you prepping a lot in advance?
We do some of each, right, Twilla?
Yeah, prep and cookie dough. I think everything else is up there.
Oh, yeah, there'll be homemade cookies this year, too.
What kind, may I ask?
Chocolate chip. Classic.
Classic. It's what everybody wants. Wonderful. And so you're up there, you're in the checkpoint. It starts off probably, you know, you're ramping up, and then the chaos descends. What's it like interacting with the mushers when they're coming off the trail? They're probably super hungry. They're probably in various states of, you know, wakefulness. What's it like kind of being amongst them at that time in the race? Both ways, maybe.
So I really wished we could have, especially the first year when people were passing through the checkpoint four times, I wish I would have taken pictures like every time a musher passed through the food line, because you see this progressive, like, disorientation, exhaustion, their hair gets crazier, their faces are redder. They, by the end, they're just kind of holding out a plate and you ask them, oh, what kind of soup do you want? And they just stare at you like, options? I can't think. But they're incredibly, I mean, across the board, I'm just so grateful, so excited to have food in general. You know, the first thing when a musher stops is they first take care of their dogs, like, across the board. You take care of the dogs first before yourself, and they come in. I think it's really special to get to take care of them when they're working what is often an incredibly grueling race. Then they go into the gym, and they'll try and sleep for a little while, and we get to be it's actually probably the most stressful part of the weekend, is you're the wake-up system. So they put their time on the board, and it's your job to go and make sure they're awake. Most of them aren't really sleeping awake because it's stressful. But, yeah, I think it's just fun to get to see. It's such a different view into the world of meshing that you can't see from, like, watching the Iditarod on the TV or even seeing them take off and come back in. Like, those are the big glamorous moments. But getting to see, wow, when you're partway through a race and your dogs are exhausted or they're getting injured and you're tired and you just banged up your knee because you were dragged behind your sled. Like, you get to see all those moments and see them sharing stories and the incredible culture that's established between meshers who are really watching out for each other. And, oh, how did that part of the trail go for you? Oh, how did, you know, they're very, there isn't a lot of ego from what I've seen, which is really, really cool.
We have to say it's always fun, too, to see what they sleep in the gym. What was the one they had their SpongeBob pajamas on or something?
Oh, that would be Jeff King. I'm going to rat on him. He showed up under his parka. This is might be top secret. I don't know. I might get in trouble. But he was wearing his Hogwarts pajamas, and he has these earmuffs he sleeps in. So you wake him up and puts his finger up, takes off his earmuffs, says, thank you, and then proceeds to go through his routine.
And may I ask, are they, you know, Hogwarts as an overall school, or does Jeff King have a Hogwarts house?
I believe he's Gryffindor.
He's Gryffindor.
I mean, maybe that's just my assumption, but
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can absolutely see it.
I think it's always amazing, too, to watch these mushers come in after being out on the trail and being willing to sit and talk with locals. And that's really a neat part, too, when the locals come up and visit with them.
Any other favorite kind of parts of the race that you guys are looking forward to in the coming days? Or favorite musher interactions, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, the musher interactions are always the fun part. Thomas Carl, super funny, the happiest musher ever. Heading towards Red Lantern, and every time he comes through, he's just, like, super cheery, like, oh, how you doing? Having a great day? Like, you've been up for, like, 2 days straight? He's like, yep. Doing good.
Not fazed.
Not fazed.
Wow.
And just like, oh, thank you. Yeah, awesome, more of that. So just all the different interactions, and it's kind of fun to see. Even year to year, they tend to change some. So it'd be interesting to see how it is this year.
And we're kind of getting close to the end of our show, so I want to thank you guys again for coming in and maybe send it around for any final thoughts or any final words to the listeners as the whole community, the whole region gets excited for this race weekend.
I think anyone who is maybe on the fence about volunteering, definitely go for it. I know they're still looking for people to house meshers, and maybe I think it's an intimidating thing. You think about all those dogs and then a mesher, and maybe they're really picky. I mean, meshers sleep on a gym floor with, like, literally just in their snow gear. I think there's some really cool opportunities out there. Even if you're not into dogs or not into meshing, do it. I don't think you'll regret it.
Wonderful.
I think people in Tulaksac, I hope you'll come out and join us. Last year, every once in a while, we have a few straggle in, but we would love to have you come and bring some food to share if you can. If not, just come join us.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank Rochelle, Bob, Mike, and Twilla for coming into Coffee with KYUK this morning very much. I'm Laura Craigle, and the K300 Sled Dog Race is beginning this Friday night. Tune into KYUK throughout the weekend for your comprehensive race coverage and all of the top-of-the-hour trail updates once the race gets underway. Thank you.